A Ghost's Guide to London, Episode 2, The King's Road. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
Greetings, traveller. It's good to see you again. In case you've forgotten who I am, my name is Lord Geoffrey, the Ghost of London. We're standing on the King's Road, home of the swinging 60s and punk rock. This is also the place that I last fell in love. I'd like to take you for a wander down the road. The sun is shining, and I am ready for a trip down memory lane. Coming here today, you really have to use your imagination. Most of the great shops have disappeared. It's all a little depressing, but if you look hard enough, you can still find a few places from the swinging 60s that remain today. Like that clothes shop just ahead. Let's go in.
Oh, hi, honey.
Welcome to the shop. Now, you look like you need a makeover.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with a tweed blazer and bow tie. Of
course not, honey. So, are you looking for anything in particular? Does anything catch your eye?
Well, we're here to have a browse and do some window shopping. To be honest, most of your outfits are a bit out there for me.
Au contraire, honey. There are definitely a few pieces in our collection that'll suit you. In fact, I am convinced that our gold-chested PVC spacesuit will really bring out your eyes. Babe, in this current climate, those ancient-looking clothes just will not do. You've got to dress to impress. You know, stand out from the crowd.
These clothes may be ancient, but they were pretty cool in my day. Not everyone had such smart trousers in 1845, I'll have you know.
Right. Look, take this suit and try it on. I'm telling you, it's going to look fantastic. The changing room is up the stairs, on your right. Now get moving, honey. Are you ready, babe? Come out and show us the new you.
I'm not coming out. I look utterly ridiculous.
Come on, you've got to move with the times, honey. If that's possible.
Right. I'm fed up with this rude man. Time to scare the living daylights out of him. I'm going to make myself invisible, and he's going to get quite a surprise.
Oh, God! Where are you?
Here.
Help!
Right then. It's time to make our move before we get into trouble. Let me take this off. Tight. That's it. Let's go. Farewell, honey! Okay. I think that's far enough. Oh, and look where we are. Number 49 King's Road. This used to be the Chelsea Drugstore. One of the coolest places in London. Ah, how memories stir. There used to be a girl who worked here. The most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Have you ever fallen in love? I hope you have, because it's such a wonderful feeling when it happens. It was the summer of 1969, and the Chelsea drugstore was the place to be. It was like a shopping mall, and there were three floors full of bars and record shops. If you wanted to buy something, you could have your purchase delivered by the Flying Squad. who were beautiful ladies in purple cat suits riding motorbikes.
This is where I saw her for the first time. I was hanging around outside when one of the Flying Squad girls pulled up on her motorbike. It stopped right beside me. She turned the engine off. She stepped off her bike. And she took her helmet off. It was love at first sight. There she was, right in front of me, the woman of my dreams. She glanced my way and I nervously smiled. I gazed at her and my knees went to jelly. In fact, the whole world came crashing down around me and everything went wobbly, including my voice.
Hey, babe.
She said.
You look fab.
Thank you. And so do you.
What's your name?
Jeff? Or Jeffers? Or Lord Jeff? Actually, just Jeff.
Jeff. Nice to meet you.
She held out her hand to shake mine.
I'm Janie.
Well, that was it. A brief introduction. We went for a drink later that evening and instantly hit it off. We loved the same music and art. We just had so much in common. I made her laugh, and what a beautiful laugh she had. We started spending all our time together, going to exhibitions and parties, listening to jazz, the theatre, the opera, you name it, we did it. I even met her parents, too. From the very beginning of the relationship, I was smitten and I knew I'd found the one. She seemed to like me too, and it didn't take long for us to fall head over heels in love with each other. We moved in together, but... and there's always a but. By the winter of 1970, things started to change. I just couldn't tell her I was a ghost. I didn't want to break her heart. But in the end, it was me that was left heartbroken. That was over 40 years ago. And since then, I haven't loved again. Well, I don't want to depress you. I'm supposed to be showing you around London, not making you sad. Love is like a violin. The music may stop now and then, but the strings remain forever. Until next time.